Also gibt es ein Kapitel.
Matter of the class or talk by the Holy Name. I would like to request the Russian devotees, please move towards Srila Prabhupada so someone would be able to translate.
Hungarian devotees can go over there. Please also don't speak English. Atheistic Hungarian devotees. And then other people who speak English can come here.
Those devotees were speaking the language.
We're taking off just a weekend to concentrate on chanting Hare Krishna. We could also be chanting Hare Krishna, doing Harinam on the street, and that's in one sense more important. But because it benefits others as well as benefiting us. However, we also need to sometimes just be together to chant. Because chanting outside for 2 days, you get a little cold in this weather. It also does not allow for the exact same type of Vaishnava exchanges. It's a different type of Vaishnava exchange. Here devotees can be more in the mood of relishing the holy name, and when we do Harinam, then we're in the mood of distributing the holy name. Either one is serving. Either one is service. And that always has to be the main mood in terms of practicing Krishna consciousness. is that we're serving. But as soon as there's some enjoyment, then, or at least as soon as the mood is to enjoy, then the service mood goes. That doesn't mean that you don't enjoy. It just means that when you serve, the enjoyment comes. If the motivation is to serve, then naturally transcendental happiness comes. But if the motivation is to enjoy, then there's no service, and there's not really any spiritual enjoyment either. It becomes material, or mixed material, spiritual. Nam tu dosham basilik. You don't come to heaven yet. I can go to you. And so yes, our desire is always to be servants of the Holy Name. We have temples because with temples people come and they can chant Hare Krishna. Devotees can live there and chant Hare Krishna or around. That's our service. It's our service to the Holy Name. When we worship deities, their lordships, we're doing it to serve them. It's called seva. So it's what it means. Dasa, dasa, das. That one is a servant of the servant. And if we always have that attitude, then we're on the right road. We're on the right path. And when we miss the mood of service, then we get lost in all different types of ways. So, when we're chanting Hare Krishna, and you've heard this before, it's a common topic amongst Vaishnavas. What should you do when you're chanting Hare Krishna? And the Srila Prabhupada's very simple, but at the same time very profound answer is you chant Hare Krishna. When you chant Hare Krishna, if you can do nothing else but chant Hare Krishna, you've got it down. In other words, if there's nothing else going on in there, and you're just chanting Hare Krishna, then you're doing the right thing. What's supposed to happen, you don't have to worry about anything happening. Whatever is supposed to happen, then the Holy Name will make happen when it decides that it should happen, provided that you're really just chanting Hare Krishna. But if you're chanting Hare Krishna and then the mind strays into other things, or there may be so many motives that are there, then we're really missing the essence of chanting, which is just that there's nothing else other than the Holy Name. And the idea of chanting from, say, 7, and then I thought we'd go till around 11. Otherwise, if we go too late, then the devotees won't be in any shape for tomorrow. Tomorrow we can go longer. But because over that period of time, we put some time in for prasadam and so on, it should give us the opportunity, or what devotees will experience is if they stay for 7 to 11 means 4 to 16 hours, is that if you chant Hare Krishna for 16 hours, by the end of the 16 hours, there should be nothing else other than chanting Hare Krishna. In other words, it should wear things out. Other things should become overshadowed by the very powerful influence of the Holy Name. And And then as we chant, then naturally the tendency will be to think about Krishna when you're chanting properly. Of course, anyway that we think about Krishna is good. There's no harm if you can think about Krishna at any time, in any way, then do it. The science of chanting is to actually really learn how to hear. And when we say hear, it doesn't mean just listening, because hearing and listening are two different things. Listening is when you open your ears, and amongst all the other things that goes in, the Maha Mantra goes in. And there's a lot of other things inside as well. But hearing, shravanam, really means that there's nothing else. And that one learns the science, and that's called meditation. Smarana. One learns the science of how to meditate on the holy name. Meditation on its own is not a approved process to just sit down and meditate. There was in the time around the 1700s, beginning of the 18th century, end of the 18th century, beginning of the 19th century. Anyway, that was end of the 18th century. That was the daughter of Srinivas Acharya. Not Srivas Thakur, but Srinivas Acharya. And anyway, there was a devotee, a Vaishnav, and who was a very advanced devotee. His name was Rupa Kaviraj, but he started this philosophy that you can meditate separate from Harinam, separate from chanting. So Srinivas Acharya's daughter, whose name was Hemlata, that was one of his daughters. She was an acharya, she was a spiritual master. And herself and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they drove this person out of the Vaishnav community, they kicked him out. It's not just happening now, it happened then, they kicked him out. And anyone who followed him all got kicked out. They got banished for preaching that you can meditate on Krishna without chanting Hare Krishna. And why is that such a big thing? Because this is the Yuga Dharma. Yuga Dharma is Nam Sankirtan. So whatever you do, Nam Sankirtan has to be the main thing. When you're meditating or you're doing deity worship, just like doing deity worship without kirtan, it's wrong. It's more than wrong, it's offensive. To just have deity worship and there's no kirtan going on in the background. So at least there has to be a tape recorder going. All the different aspects. You go on parikrama. When you go on parikrama, you're supposed to chant Hare Krishna or do japa. Just to walk, everything. All the different, all the other eight angas of devotional service have to be connected to chanting in order for them to actually really give the benefit. So meditate, and this thing of being able to just meditate on these words, Hare Krishna Rama, to be able to focus the mind on nothing else, because sometimes when you tell devotees, well, just listen to Hare Krishna, they say, okay, I'm already listening, what's next? No. If you're actually hearing Hare Krishna, then you won't say what's next, because you'll know what's next, because what's next is coming once you're hearing. But if you're not hearing, then the tendency is to want to do things artificially. Okay, how do I jump to the next thing? But you can't jump to the next thing. We have to learn this thing. We have to learn how to be able to fix our minds on this sound vibration. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's this verse of Rupa Goswami, Tunde Tundavani Ratin Vitanati Tundavani Labdhaye, where he's saying that, and he gives, he shows us actually that if you're hearing the holy name, what should be the effect? That when you're hearing it, it's not that you fall asleep or you get bored, but the result of real hearing is that you want to hear more and more. There's no what's next. You want to be, becomes very, very, you actually start to appreciate the nectar of the holy name. Rati. Tunde tundavani ratin tundavani lavdaye kama kora karma rasa. If you hear the holy name of Krishna, then the immediate effect will be, and it's the effect of anything spiritual, is you want more. So he says, and I want millions of years to hear. So then someone just, and sometimes devotees may have that experience that they're chanting and they wish that they had more tongues to chant and they had more ears to hear with and that they could dance without getting tired. And so that then becomes a good sign. And then he says, when you're hearing like that, then the hearing will actually go into the heart. And in the heart, it will awaken rasa. And then from that, the different other aspects of chanting Hare Krishna, like remembering Krishna's pastimes and so on, they naturally awaken. So he says, it dances in the courtyard of the heart. So actually, we should, it should be, if we're letting in, because hearing means, it's listening, as I mentioned, is something that stays in the ear. Hearing is something that goes into the heart. And if we really hear, if we chant, the two things are connected. You can only hear as well as you can chant, unfortunately. So if you chant without offense, then you can hear without offense. If you hear without offense, then the holy name will dance within the heart. That means that you will see Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, dancing in your heart. And that will do so many other things. It will awaken so many other emotions. In other words, if we chant properly, then chanting will teach us everything what to do. This is actually our siddha pranali, or our process of perfection. Babaji's, particularly of Radha Kund, they consider that our path of Krishna consciousness is defective because we don't have some other kind of siddha pranali mantra. But for us, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the siddha pranali mantra. Nasti eva. Shastra says you don't need any other mantra. Maybe there was traditionally, so there's no harm. But you don't need, because kalona steva na steva. This is the only mantra that you need. You don't need any other mantra. And our misfortune tends to be is that something that's very, very simple, it's very difficult to believe in. You can only believe in something that's very difficult. So if there's something esoteric, if there's something complicated, if there's something that you, some kind of kavachas, or some fire sacrifice, or if you have to stay up all night and stand on your head, or doing something like that, then that will give some real result. But if you just have to do the very simple thing every day and repeat it, then the tendency of a conditioned soul will be that I'm looking for something else to make it happen faster. Maybe I should practice pranayama and that will help me chant Hare Krishna better. It won't help us chant Hare Krishna. All you need for chanting Hare Krishna is Hare Krishna. But this no man's land of offensive chanting is it's a barren place. But you don't have any. What happens when you're in a desert? There's no water. So what do? You just give up. All right, there's no water. No, you go look for water. You just keep walking. And if you keep walking, you'll find water. So, nama prada yukta nama idam harantiyakam. Yes, it's difficult going in the stage of nama prada. But still, Shastra says, just do it. The best way to overcome it is avoid these 10 offenses. And summarizing that, meaning being very attentive. Being attentive to devotional activities. And not only being attentive to devotional activity, but actually associate with devotees who have taste for chanting. And that's what we're here for now. When we're on the street, we are trying to get crazy people to just somehow know the chant Hare Krishna. Whether they make fun of us, whether they're drunk, anything, just get them to chant. That will get them on the path. We were crazy people, now we're here. But now what we want to do is that there are devotees who are chanting Hare Krishna for 5 years and 10 years and 15 years and 20 years, so they have a taste. And by that increased association, it can actually increase our own taste, our own rasa for chanting. And so we want to hear and hear, and if we learn this process of really hearing, shushabhu shavadayanascha, Shinuyat, Shravanat, Shinuyat, Bhakti Paramlabdhati, then everything else will follow. Viewer. I understand everything about the philosophy, Prabhupada would say like that. We've got our books. It says if you're philosophically inclined, read our books. If you're not interested in philosophy, just chant Hare Krishna. Everything that's in the books, you'll realize by chanting Hare Krishna. Everything that's in the books, you'll see by chanting Hare Krishna. You'll see. Srinadeva's Leela, and Lord Varaha's Leela, and Radha Krishna's Leela, and Pandavas, and everything comes just by chanting Hare Krishna. But the best thing is to do both. Because just to chant Hare Krishna is generally for more advanced souls. But ultimately it's our real business. And Srila Prabhupada really said that our real business is to just do this. And technically speaking, we could and should be doing it all the time. And there's two reasons that we don't. One is that we need to make money. There's no one to finance us to just chant Hare Krishna right now. And the other is that we also need to give Krishna consciousness to others. The other is, Prabhupada said, because we can do it. So Holy Name Weekend, everyone comes for Holy Name Weekend as long as it's once a year. But if it's Holy Name Weekend every weekend, and if there's Holy Name Week in between the Holy Name Weekend, then it would be an empty temple. No one would be able to do it all year round, 24 hours a day. But by doing intense chanting, you get the taste of doing it. And then you get to do it more and more. So that when you get to the age when you become 60, 70 years old, then you can just sit down and then you can just sit here in front of Radha Shyam. You've got nothing else to do but do bhajans and chant japa. And you develop that taste where you can do that, because at a certain point we have to be able to do that. So holy name weekend, or sometimes when I encourage the devotees, they just chant 64 rounds, or chant 128 rounds, or chant 192 rounds. And when you do that, then afterwards your chanting is never the same. It always goes up. So every holy name weekend, chanting, the quality will increase drastically. Some devotees, you know, take some kind of vow that they, now for 3 days I will simply chant 192 rounds. And then your chanting will never be the same again. It will be much, much different. Your whole outlook on Hare Krishna will change. So we want to sort of break through some of these things, go something that's beyond the routine. The routine is minimum 16 rounds every day, and we say minimum like it's, we don't even hear it. Because minimum means more. But we say minimum 16 rounds a day, but we're chanting more. 16 rounds a day. So now we can chant more. And so there's a schedule there, and this time we sort of scheduled in, put in time slots. Now Madhava really chant till noon. Then Madhaji's will chant until lunch. Then between lunch and 4:30, since it was just too much to chant there, then there's open session. Guru Grahi chants after that. Then I can't remember, but anyway, it's up there. And of course, there's a little give and take, depending on how the mood of the kirtans go. And then I think the devotees should know, but just to mention, during kirtans, bhajans, if you want to take pictures of the devotees, you're welcome to do it up there. Don't take it here, it sort of interferes with people's mood or meditation. And we'll sit with our backs to the wall over here, and devotees can sit with their backs to that wall over there. Mishina David, let me show us it back. Then devotees, gentlemen on the one side, ladies, devotees with instruments come up, and then prasadam will be at 1:15. I told the cooks that they should make light prasadam, so don't blow everyone out for the feast. It's not good for doing kirtan, just light prasadam. And then tonight we'll chant, and then Radhashyam Sundar, they'll also be open while we're open. Something else? Where? Registration is just outside over here. Or in the bodies. Something else. And, Children are, you know, welcome in the temple room for as long as they can tolerate it. And tolerate it means that, you know, they're sitting in your lap when you're sitting down, or if there's dancing, but you're holding them. Otherwise, if don't let children loose, because number one, they distract from the kirtan. Number two, then they'll get hurt, especially if we're dancing. And so we have, there's the children's room, which is to the entranceway as you come in, to the stairs on the left, all the way up. So that's the playground over there. And then that's it. And that's a Shama Sundari step. Night till lunch. Okay. Or the children can sit up there on the balcony and play, then that's also good. And thank you for devotees for coming from different places. And I hope your accommodation is okay. And that our weather doesn't get look reasonable, it stays reasonable, I mean. And now we'll chant. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Harinam Prabhu.